From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Chances are that you, like me, have spent the better part of your sentient life assuming that maggots are gross. And a lot of them are, due to their intolerable habit of eating rotting flesh and feces. But have you considered that maggots might be what saves you, all of us, in the end? Not all maggots are created equal, of course. The one that's going to save you is not the flesh-eating screwworm maggot of the Florida Keys, nor the larva that invests Sardinia's infamous and illegal delicacy, Casu Marzu, or maggot cheese. There's only one maggot currently known to science that could possibly save humanity, and that's the larva of the black soldier fly. And they're still kind of gross. Thousands of them will feast on a single food source at once, creating a writhing, living fountain of maggots. Sometimes you just have to set aside disgust in the interest of survival. It's a writhing, living fountain of beneficent, earth-saving maggots. Common in much of the Western Hemisphere and Australia, you may not have remembered noticing a black soldier fly before. The adults are about 1 inch long, around 2.5 centimeters, and can be mistaken for wasps, only they're extremely slow and lack a stinger. They often eschew flight and spend their 14 days or so of adulthood moseying around on the ground. But what black soldier flies look like as adults hardly matters, as they spend very little time in their grown-up bodies. In fact, the adults have no mouth parts or digestive organs, because once they become flies, it's sort of a hit-it-and-quit-it situation. They can mate within a couple days of hatching, and they don't live more than a week or two after that. So it's the larva that have sustainability researchers salivating. Literally. If their plans come to fruition, we will all be eating black soldier fly larvae, which are referred to as BSFL in the biz. This is because BSFL contain about 43% protein in addition to some calcium and amino acids, which is astronomical compared to every other plant and animal-based food on the planet. And they taste like peanuts or Fritos, depending on who you ask. According to a 2013 United Nations report, Insects already make up parts of the diets of around 2 billion people worldwide. And as Earth's human population grows, meat like beef and chicken will be a protein option for fewer and fewer people. It only takes 1 acre of BSFL to grow the same amount of protein as 3,000 acres of cattle or 130 acres of soybeans. The larvae themselves can be dried and turned into flour, pressed for their oils, or roasted and sprinkled over a salad for a little extra crunch. The sky's the limit with these little buddies. Not only that, BSFL make great trash processors. They're capable of eating a wide variety of organic waste, nearly anything you can throw at them, from food scraps and rotting carcasses to poop and toxic algae, although they reportedly have a difficult time managing hair, bones, and pineapple rinds. So farming with them would leave us with a smaller carbon footprint and a whole lot of compost. A group of researchers at Texas A&M has even figured out how to put BSFL to sleep for long periods of time and then wake them up when it's time to put them to work, eating waste. A few different companies are currently trying to make this BSFL thing happen. But can we get over a revulsion in the interest of survival? Keep your ear to the ground over the next few decades. We're about to find out. Today's episode was written by Jesselyn Shields and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other futuristically gross topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.